Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the National Institute of Entrepreneurship and Small Business Development, NISBUD, invites applications for two positions, Joint Director, Projects and Incubation, and Joint Director, Outreach and Advocacy. Both roles available on deputation basis at the Noida campus, offering a pay structure of level 12 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible candidates should have relevant qualifications and experience in skill development and entrepreneurship initiatives. For more details and application procedures, kindly visit www.nisbud.nic.in. You may also go on to www.nisbudtraining.in. The Directorate General of Shipping is inviting applications for the position of Senior Radio Surveyor available across its offices in India. This role offers level 11 pay scale and is open for deputation, including short-term contracts. Interested candidates can find eligibility criteria and application details at http://www.dgshipping.gov.in. The National Institute for Locomotor Disabilities, Divyangjan, is seeking applications from eligible Indian citizens to fill several contract-based positions at its Kolkata facility and various regional centres. Available positions include Assistant Professor Nursing, Staff Nurse, Senior Resident Orthopedics, Consultant Civil Engineering, Optometrist, Hostel Warden, EMG Technician, Occupational Therapist and more. Interested candidates can find further details, including eligibility criteria and application procedures on the official website, that is www.nild.nic.in. Applications are welcome from all qualified individuals, particularly women, to support gender balance in the workforce. The Ministry of Rural Development, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of Library Clerk on a deputation or absorption basis. This role is classified under the General Central Service Group C non-gazetted ministerial category with a salary in Level 3. Eligible candidates should be current lower clerks or junior division secretariat assistants with a minimum of 3 years of regular service or hold an analogous post within the Department of Rural Development or its associated offices. The last date to apply is 2 months from the date of this advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Interested individuals can find details on the Ministry of Rural Development's website. Kindly go on to https://rural.gov.in. Ircon International Limited, a Navratna CPSE under the Ministry of Railways, is seeking applications for the position of Manager, Electrical, on a contract basis. The role is based at the Ircon Corporate Office in New Delhi, offering a fixed consolidated salary of 60,000 rupees per month. There are 2 vacancies available with reservations from OBC and SC categories. Ircon International Limited is also looking for finance assistance on a contract basis for its various projects. The positions come with a fixed consolidated salary of 45,000 rupees per month, with a total of 4 vacancies available, 1 unreserved, 1 for OBC, 1 for SC, and 1 for EWS. Candidates must have a maximum age of 35 years as of 1/11/2024. Along with a minimum of 4 years' experience in accounting, finance, taxation and audit. Preference will be given to those with experience in railways or other PSUs. Detailed information regarding this position can also be found on the IRCON website. Kindly go on to https://ircon.org. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs of the Government of India is inviting applications for the appointment of members to the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, for the positions of judicial members and technical members. There are three posts available for each category in various locations, including Delhi, Assam, and Madhya Pradesh. These positions are under the pay level 15 according to the 7th CPC with applicable allowances. Pay protection is available for current or retired government officials from designated positions. Interested candidates can apply through designated portal with further instructions provided there. For more details, kindly visit the NCLT website, that is https://nclt.gov.in. The Government of India, Ministry of External Affairs, New Delhi, invites applications for two legal officers, grade 1 positions in level 12 as per the 7 CPC pay matrix on a deputation basis in the Legal and Treaties Division. Eligible candidates must be from central or state governments, public sector undertakings, or recognized educational institutions holding equivalent posts or having 5 years in level 11. Applicants should possess a master's degree in law with specialization in international law or related fields and at least 10 years of legal experience, including 8 years in international law or relations. A 6-month certificate in a foreign language other than English is desirable. Armed forces personnel at the rank of lieutenant colonel or equivalent can also apply. Applications must be submitted through proper channel within 2 months from the date of this advertisement in Employment News. Later or incomplete applications will not be considered. The Eastern Central Railway invites applications for Group C posts under cultural quota for the year 2024-25. Positions are available in various disciplines including classical dancer, string instrument player, preferably guitar or sitar, and light music vocal. Candidates must have completed their 12th grade or equivalent with specific qualifications and meet age requirements of 18 to 30 years with relaxations for certain categories. A written test will be conducted followed by a practical demonstration and a merit-based panel will be formed. Applicants are advised to pay an examination fee via Indian Postal Order with reductions for SC and ST and other eligible candidates. Last date to apply is December 30th, 2024, with extended deadlines for certain regions until January 13th, 2025. For further details, kindly go on to https://ecr.indianrailways.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.